Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent this morning with Circus Sabir, Africa.com editor. A very good morning to you. Welcome to the show. I believe you are feeling terribly miserable because Johannesburg is too hot.
Good morning, Zane, and to your listeners. Well, terribly miserable is such a an exaggeration, but I'm really not happy about it.
No.
It makes me one so tired, you know, when it's too hot.
We had a sort of a heat wave last week, and I feel the difficult thing is that first 20 minutes when you want to just fall asleep and you don't want to get some sleep in, and you can't, and you actually need to toss and turn. An air conditioner soak. That's one of the sort of, and a fan. It's the other solution to your problem. We chat this morning about Uganda's bold step to stop donor dependency.
So what the country is doing is that they've decided to put a 2% tax on goods such as on alcohol, basically. So things like beer, spirits, and other alcohol produce. They put a 2% tax, and what they're hoping to get is that they're hoping to at least generate $2.5 million at the end of the year, and this will be channeled into the HIV and AIDS Trust Fund in order to fund the HIV treatment programs, which are currently receiving monies from donors. I think it's a good idea in the fact that, you know, at some point, there's this whole notion that we can't always be getting handouts. At some point, we need to be getting handouts. If you have received these programs, by now you probably know how to run them. You know what the administrative costs are, how the training should go about. And you need to, at some point, stand up for yourself and do these programs yourself. And if you can do that through taxing the syntax like we have here in South Africa, in terms of taking that money and pumping into government programs that actually benefit citizens, I think it's a great idea. Some may say that it's because they don't want to then follow what Western donors prescribe in terms of governance rules. But, you know, that's a story for another day. I always believe that at some point, you know, we need to learn from any training or any programs that we have adopted from the West. We need to at some point start making it on our own instead of relying on donors every single time.
And Kenya Reef Rangers to the rescue. You love Kenya, so this should be a good story.
Yes, you know, Kenya has a lot of fishermen, especially if you think about places such as Mombasa by the coast. And many of them survive on fishing. But what also happens is that overfishing takes place as well, because as the market demand grows, you find that more and more people are fishing. But with that fishing, there's no education in terms of when to do it, how to do it, and how to actually preserve marine fish stocks in order to be sustainable. And what's happened now is that many fishermen have basically been trained in terms of how to conserve. So conservation groups have identified fishermen who use this as their livelihood and are now training them in terms of how to then take stock, inverted commas, you know, keep stock in terms of when are they doing it, how are they doing it, and basically putting in the regulatory framework in terms of when it should be done to conserve the fish stock, because it needs to be sustainable at the end of the day. We can't overfish because we need to think about the next generation. Also, things like the reef, the marine wildlife, some fish species become extinct because, you know, if you don't know that you should let this one go when you've caught it in your net, you find that you then start depleting fish numbers within that region. And what they're doing now is that some people who probably were just fishing because, you know, they had to, they've gone into this program and are now providing another service. And it's another way to uplift the community, make it part of the conservation efforts, teach, educate about why it's good for the environment, you get the buy-in, and then they become the, you know, the warriors of maintaining that those fish levels now.
Yeah. That's Circus Sabir, Africa.com editor, chatting to us every morning about the positive things happening on the African continent.